It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, police!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, police!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul Lavoie.
Well, I'm certainly not going to surprise you then, Mr. Mayor. I'm not in the business of surprising you with stories.
I appreciate that.
So you might want to take a look at it. Anyway, welcome to Speak Out, everybody. It is Tuesday, October 28th, 2025. Where has the time gone?
Where is the year gone?
Brother Jim Russell.
Good heavens.
Right?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, but what a good year it has been for GSM events.
Oh, it's been incredible.
You acquired many events this year?
Oh, a million.
Congratulations.
For everything from the parade to last weekend.
When are you going to retire?
Rockabilly. What? I'm not retired? Steve told me I was.
Steve Tittner?
Yes.
Oh, that's why. I get it now. So, yeah, successful parade then?
I think very. I'm not sure of last year's participant numbers. I believe they were not significant. The year before was 68 participants. In spite of a few cancellations and dropouts, which is norm, we had 86 active.
Whoa.
So I think it was close to a banner year as well as a great recovery. It's a quality of life event for the city, and that's what it needs to be.
Yeah, thank you for stepping up and taking that over. It's such an amazing event to see all of the families and the children
yes.
and the pioneers lining the streets. It's quite a watch.
It's
for
just
sure.
cool. It's small town USA.
Yes.
You know, it is just neat.
86 is one of my favorite numbers, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah,
yes. You want to be 86?
No, I want to be Agent 86
oh.
and get smart. That was basketball smart, Agent 86. Try to keep up, sir.
And talking in his shoe.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I was at an event. I know this sounds funny, but there was an event during the London Bridge Days Parade, and a lot of people came from the parade to the event.
The car show?
At Blonsey's.
At Blonsey's.
Yeah, the Pharaohs held it. It was the Kingman chapter of the Pharaohs along with the Lake Havasu chapter, and we raised nearly $3,000 for breast cancer awareness and the vouchers for the Havasu Community Health Foundation.
Oh, nice.
Right, right, right.
That's a great venue. And
it's called
what wonderful
Big or
food.
Small, Save Them All. And
cool.
Right, Melissa Lucas, the owner of Blonsey's, who is here, actually helped create the event because of an employee that had breast cancer that when she bought the restaurant, she was stage four, and she's no longer with us, but there's an event that carries on the legacy.
How many cars did you have? Do you know?
Oh, I have no idea. I was behind the drums. You know how it goes for me, man.
But so on. It was a Black Cat
it was.
Event?
It was a Black Cat exit. Ba-dum-bum. All right. So we do have Mayor Cal Sheehy and Councilmember Jenny Koch here in the studio. Welcome.
Welcome.
I haven't seen you in so long.
Oh, I know. You know me.
I know you.
I hide out in that big building over there.
Right, right,
on
right.
Mesquite.
So council meeting tonight. right?
Yes.
I need to ask you, though, how's the general plan process going? There's an open house coming up, right?
Yes, the general plan is going well. Our development services team has been leading the effort to engage with citizens and interested parties on the general plan. The general plan's our overarching planning document that needs to be updated every 10 years, and we're going through that process now. This week is two opportunities for citizens to engage in an open house setting. They're both located at the library. The first outreach is tomorrow, and that is at, let me just make sure I get the exact time for everybody.
I think it's at 1.
Yeah, tomorrow is correct.
One is at 1 and the other is 11, correct?
It's 1:30, actually.
Okay.
Tomorrow, 1:30 to 3:30. It'll be on Wednesday, October 29th, a public open house. This will be a true come and go as you please. So there won't be a program. It'll be an opportunity for the consultants and staff to meet one-on-one with interested parties.
It's at the library.
The library, yes. And then the next day on Thursday is the one at 11:30 to 1:30. Again, the same format. Everything will be the same. But the general plan really is the opportunity for citizens to get engaged in the process of the future of Lake Havasu City, you know, where our employment areas are going to be, our road network, schools, healthcare, retail, all of the things. So please get involved and be a part of that process.
How much of this input really gets into a plan?
Every single piece of it. Yes.
Yeah, Does it really?
Yeah, so every piece is vetted and gone through. We start with the basis of our current general plan, and is that, do we like those components? Are the issues that we have with it? And then we get the citizen impact or citizen input to the impacts that it's had, and the plan is absolutely crafted around that. Mm. This item will go in front of the Planning and Zoning Commission for recommendation of approval to the City Council. The City Council will ultimately hear the item in a public hearing, and even with that, it has to go to the voters to be ratified in the general election. But we have a couple of different advisory groups. So we have a citizen-led advisory group that then they're actually the ones that are vetting all of the singular pieces of information that citizens provide goes to the TAC, and then the TAC brings it up into the plan, and then the plan starts to formulate into words.
TAC.
Technical Advisory Committee.
Perfect.
Yes.
I didn't want Jess Knudsen to throw a flag on us, right?
Yes. Yeah. The Technical Advisory Committee, okay. Which is a steering committee in the case of this particular plan.
So it's really worth people taking the time to go provide their feelings and things.
Oh, absolutely.
This.
Yes.
What are the big items right now from the steering committee as far as getting on the general plan itself? Is shoreline access, for example?
I would say that is the biggest.
Is that the biggest?
Yeah, the biggest one is shoreline access, shoreline preservation, and also density and growth, and how are those components going to be managed? And those are, I would say, probably the top five items that seem to be resonating in all of the public hearings I've attended, or the feedback that I've received from citizens.
Any idea how that differs from the last time this process took place, which was, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah, 10 years ago, most of the conversation, as I recall, so I'm going back in my memory 10 years, was more about density and housing, and not as much about growth, if you would. It still had components, of course, of making sure that we were growing responsibly, but it wasn't as focused on that as it is today. Obviously, we've seen some really strong growth in the last 5 years that has really brought this conversation to the forefront. And then, of course, just we've had some parcels of land along the shoreline and otherwise that have really sparked some strong interest from citizens.
What's the process like for the second bridge right now? Where are we at with that?
Yeah, so the City Council heard the 30% review. Was it our last council meeting, Councilmember Cope?
Yep.
Yeah, so we're at 30% right now, and we've submitted the application to the Coast Guard. We don't know what the government shutdown is going to be doing to that timeline.
So when we first
submitted it, we were told it could take up to a year. So I don't know if it's going to be a year and 29 days now or what it's going to be. But
that will be the answer, though. You know, we had a shutdown, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So hopefully they're able to move through quicker. The city staff is really doing a fantastic job bringing this together at a really quick and rapid pace. working with our partners at Arizona State Land and Arizona State Parks, which of course has the ingress and egress on either side of the channel. So lots of moving pieces, but it's moving together very nicely.
I understand there's going to be some money that's up for approval, a bid, for the police parking lot, the private parking lot that they use, the employees there.
Yeah, this afternoon our council will consider an item to repave the back parking lot, which is where we keep all of our equipment.
Is it in that bad a shape?
Oh, it's in really bad condition.
Really?
Really bad shape. Yeah, if you recall the front of the police department that we redid about a year and a half ago, that's what the back looks like still. So, but in addition to repaving what we currently have, it's also expansion. So as the department has grown, we have additional vehicles for the additional staff, plus additional resource vehicles such as the Bearcat and some of those things that need a place to be.
Gotcha. You guys want to take a phone call?
Sure.
All right. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yeah, speaking of the secondary bridge, to deal with erosion, does the Corps of Engineers have to get involved with that?
Yes, so that's where the Coast Guard is going to be the approval body, but the Army Corps will also be reviewing it, the application as well.
Even though nothing touches the water?
Nothing will be touching the water, and nothing will be touching the banks of it, but they still, it's going over that waterway, so they'll be aware of it, and they'll have input as well.
Okay.
Awesome. Because I know that in the past there have been issues of erosion in the channel, and I believe the Corps of Engineers have actually had to do some work on that or had to come to Lake Havasu and supervise or something of that nature. So just wanted to know how involved they were getting with the secondary bridge.
Yeah, they're not in a lead position, but they will be involved to some extent.
Awesome. Thank you for the information.
All right. Thank you for calling. Yeah, we appreciate the phone call.
They've always been involved in the dredging and things of the of the channel over the years.
Yeah. Involved is a unique word because it's really just they permit.
They
provide no funding. They provide no resources in that respect.
They read a bit about it.
Yes, and they put limitations on what and when we can do things.
So phases of that project itself, the bridge itself, we'll go back to the parking lot in a second. You have contractors for different phases of that bridge, right? For building the bridge itself, for the approach roadway, how many different contractors are we talking about?
Well, we have just one general contractor, which is Ames,
general.
Yeah, Ames Construction, and then they will have subcontractors for different components. But the city did the program that we did with the courthouse, where we brought the design team, engineers, and the construction firm together at the very early part of the project. And so we already know who the contractor is going to be, and they'll facilitate the different components of it. But what they'll do is they'll give us a minimum guaranteed price, so we'll know the price without any changes going up. But if for some reason it does go down, the city would be the benefactor to that. Mm-hmm. So,
how much in state money again?
Representative Leo Biasucci was able to really champion $35.5 million the support of Sonny Borelli and Regina Cobb at the time.
Yep. Well, I just read everywhere. The city doesn't need to be spending this money. You know what? If you don't take it, you lose it.
Yes.
Then we give it to the great state of Maricopa.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It'll go into another, clover leaf in Maricopa County.
Yes.
Who knows?
Exactly.
Right? All right. Let's go ahead and take a short break. And Sonny Borelli, by the way, is due to come in. District 3 Mojave County Supervisor Sonny Borelli on his way into the studio. But right now we're talking to Mayor Cal Sheehy and Councilmember Jenny Koch and all things city council meeting tonight, right?
Yes.
It's Halloween time, right?
It is Halloween time.
Are you going to be at Fright Night?
I will be. There's also the Boo Bash that the Parks and Rec is putting on as well. There's lots of events going on.
I don't do the big events, and I'll tell you why. I play enough of them, but... she's familiar with the term for sure. I'll tell you in the break, all right, why I don't do big events.
Uh-oh.
I'm kind of a germaphobe.
Oh.
All right, let's take a short break. Brother Jim Russell is here. You heard the phone call. 928-854-KNTR is the number. Or you can text us at 928-727-5566. That's like the preferred method of communication on common ground. Did you know that? The text constantly.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Abracadabra. Abracadabra. Every time.
should get her off the street. Oh, girl. She likes the boys in the band. She says that I'm her all-time favorite. When I make my move to her room, it's the right time. She's never hard to please.
Jim, you're not going to believe this.
Okay, try me.
I used to play this song and sing it. We had a fan request. No, this was years ago, 2005-ish. Yeah.
Wow.
Used to play this, and it was a favorite, especially around Halloween time. Of course, Rick James and I believe it's the Spiders. I can't remember. But I know the band leader.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, Levi Ruffin. All right. And he is related to David Ruffin from the Temps, by the way.
Cool.
How could he not be? All right. We're broadcasting from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. Of course, City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. And also brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. By Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Just meets all the cuts all the time. Salmon's Air Conditioning by Springberg Wealth Management. Blonzi's Steakhouse.
Yes.
North London Bridge Road.
Best breakfast in town.
I had a bomlet burrito that I brought home from Blonzi's on Saturday. I just ate the rest of it today for breakfast. You know what it is, right? Chicken fried steak in an omelet, in a burrito. It's phenomenal.
This is the third time I'm on the show that you've talked about your burrito.
The bomba burrito.
you do love it.
It must be some sort of a trade-out for ongoing burrito supply.
If there's PTSD for a burrito, it's that.
Yes.
All right? I'm just saying. Also by our newest sponsor, A&B Propane. Real people, real service. No hidden fees, no runaround. Unless you run around the propane tank, right? abpropaneaz.com. I'm just saying, you know those guys, right?
Yes. Yep. They power all of the balloons, if anything powers the balloons.
Look who's here.
The Balloon Festival.
Fresh off one of the bowls. Perfect. Sonny's here. All right, and we'll get to Sonny in a moment. Well, let's talk about that parking lot one more. It's a private parking lot, but there's more than just paving going in there.
Yeah, that's correct. It's the parking lot that we use for our fleet vehicles, as well as some training. And it'll be not only replacing what's currently there, but it will be expansion as well, which the chief is really excited about. They have been out of space for many years. The police department is over 30 years old now. So, you know, a lot has changed in 30 years in Lake Havasu City. And so there's been rehab projects that have been done on the facility over the last several years. More needs to be done, but we've rehabbed the plumbing and the jail and the mechanics of the jail. We've also done some additional AC work that was necessary, and now the parking lots that we'll consider this evening.
Yeah, and there's... I'm wondering how much wear and tear the city council put on that facility too, right?
You know, yes.
Wore it out.
Yeah, we did overstay our welcome. Yeah, we absolutely did overstay our welcome. But
right. But no, there's the equipment that's going in there, like the reader, the card readers and that, that's all brand new then?
There currently is a system now, but again, it's very old, so this will be upgraded security technologies that the department personnel can get into the facility in a more secure way.
I got you. What else is on the agenda tonight that's of note?
We'll be talking about last council meeting. We introduced the ordinances to amend our building codes and our international fire code. We had public hearings and some public discussion. There are not a lot of consequential changes to this, but there are a few. But what this will help do is it'll help with our insurance rating, which is basically what predicates our insurance rates throughout a community. So we'll consider that this evening. Also, our annual adjustments to our service charges and fees we'll be considering as well. And then we'll be talking about our 2025 WASH management plan, which is actually really quite exciting. For those of us that have lived in Havasu for decades, when we would have a rain event or a storm event, you would have to really think your way home. You wouldn't just be able to drive home. You'd have to be like, okay, there's a WASH here, so let me go this way. And so over the last 10 years, we had a plan where we prioritized the 10 most needed washes. We just completed those this year, And so now we're coming back with an additional plan, the 2025 plan, for an additional wash program that will set the timeline for the next 10 years to really stabilize those wash areas. Again, it's a really exciting program that it doesn't have a lot of impact, but it does if you think back to when we were in the 80s or the 90s or the 2000s, and what has been changed in those years, and how much easier it is when we have those rain events to be able to safely get ourselves to where we need to go.
Yeah, we talk about the big flood sometimes on the Havasu Pioneers radio show. I don't know how many of us were here, or Brother Jim was even here yet.
Yeah.
Were you here?
Yes.
The big flood in the 70s?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. So is that part of the general plan as well, the washes?
No, the wash plan is, it would be separate.
It's separate?
Yes. Yeah, the washes are actually unique because it's that is the Army Corps of Engineers to the conversation we had earlier.
Here we go.
And that is, federal lands kind of intertwining throughout the community. So that's a little bit different, but certainly the general plan, the way we would stabilize the washes has some correlations to the general plan because of the way the community grows and to ensure that we have the proper infrastructure in place for that growth to occur.
Okay, perfect. Anything you want to get out there for Halloween or you, Jenny, as far as Halloween safety, Fright Night? Are you going to be out there, by the way?
I don't know.
She doesn't know yet.
Yeah, in what capacity?
Right.
I haven't thought that far. We have to get through tonight's meeting.
You might be hidden in a costume, right?
Yeah, you never know where I'll end up.
Right. We have a mutual friend, by the way, Doug Sagasser.
Yes.
He's been in the studio twice now.
Wonderful. Doug's our CFO at Havasu Regional, yes.
Right. And so anything you want to impart on the audience?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have lots of our youth throughout the community on Friday, October 31st for Halloween. We ask that all drivers please be safe and watchful for our citizens that will be out in at times that normally you might not see them, not just at Fright Night and the Boo Bash, but also throughout the neighborhoods in our community.
All right, perfect.
And make sure that you get a DD if you are participating in adult beverages, please, for the safety of everyone.
Okay. We'll do that. Actually, I will be, like I said, indoors, maybe by myself, who knows.
With the lights turned off and
the
door locked.
Oh, Halloween, no. I'll actually be at the Knights game. The Knights play Friday night.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, against Somerton.
Yes.
That's the final game of the season. As Coach puts it, Somerton is in the developmental stage.
Yeah, and it's a home game.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's here in Lake Havasu.
And senior night.
Yes.
So more kids are out, so everyone be even more vigilant.
So it'll be senior night, and the Knights right now are looking at possibly a first-round bye.
So they're doing so great. They should be so proud of themselves.
But Mojave is also looking at a first-round bye. So Mojave's actually ranked higher than Havasu. I think they were at number 5. Havasu was at number 8. So, yeah, the 4A is really tight this year. So, all right, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back with Mojave County Supervisor Sonny Borelli. That sounds so weird to say, doesn't it?
It's taken me a while as well.
Right. Mayor Cal Sheehy, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And Councilwoman Jenny Koch, thanks for being here.
It's good to see you.
Appreciate
you.
See
you again.
No hard questions for you today. I'll save that for later.
Save those for later.
You bet. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us. Little Screaming Jay Hawkins, I Put a Spell on You. Most people know the other version, right? There's
what other version?
I think it's Creedence.
Oh.
I Put a Spell on You. I can't remember. I'll have to look it up. Okay. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out or give us a call, 928-854-5687.
Hey, what's up? I ain't lying. To the left.
That one's there for Marissa June. She very likes that good. Kind of stuff, the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Wild and Wooly. I never followed it. I never went.
Uh-huh.
I never threw the popcorn at the screen or whatever it is you're supposed to do or dress like the characters. I don't know. But I know people that do, and they have a good time, and hey, good for them, right?
Yep. Good for them. Let them have their own life.
District 3, Mojave County Supervisor Sonny Borelli in the house.
Good morning.
You know what's nice about having you here, Sonny?
What's that?
You're here, face-to-face.
Face-to-face, yeah.
I get to talk to my supervisor face-to-face. It's kind
of
cool.
That's what's great about this community. You know, a lot of people come up and say, you know, where I moved from, I never saw any of my representatives or nothing like that. The only time you've seen them is when re-election, and that's pretty much it.
If they were lucky.
Yeah.
You know what Doug Schuster says? It's hilarious. He goes, you know, 3.5 years, I'm the greatest sheriff ever. He goes, but that 6 months leading up to the election, I'm horrible.
Yeah.
I love that. I've never heard that from another candidate put quite so well.
Yeah.
I love that. All right.
Yeah.
Speak Out brought to you in part by the chair. Also by Mojave College, samsguns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Dorita's Place, the Lewis team, Remax by the Lake with Bobby and Julie Lewis, and by Looky Lou's Antiques and Collectibles. Check out their website, LookyLou'sHavasu.com. And don't forget, shop local, because small business is kind of a big deal, right?
Yeah, it is. You
right?
bet.
Right.
Yeah.
Sonny, were you at the parade?
Yes.
See, I was the only one not there because I was working.
You slacker.
No, I was at a breast cancer fundraiser.
Yeah, no, I heard out there at Blondie's.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I heard they had a good turnout, and they raised some a decent amount of money.
Almost $3,000.
That's great. Yeah. That's outstanding.
If you get that bomblet burrito, though,
you can feed a third world country with that thing.
Well, you can eat half of that for one breakfast, the other half for another breakfast, and then the biscuits and gravy on the side is a third breakfast.
Wow. That's a heart attack waiting to happen.
Yeah. No, it's three. Not if you do it in threes, man. Split it up over 3 days. You have you have two-thirds less cholesterol.
Or just split that with three families, for gosh.
So have his own fundraiser.
Exactly.
Breakfast.
I was taken by surprise a little. I didn't realize the county has its own general plan.
Yeah.
What does that all entail? Is that like the city's general plan where we vote for it?
Well, that's the only thing that's different. It goes through planning and zoning, and then so on and so forth, and all the other committee things, and then it comes to us, and we have to approve. And there's time, you know, obviously for public comment and so on and so forth. But the only thing that is different from us from the city is the general plan for the city goes to the voters. And the county doesn't do that. They don't send it to the voters.
Interesting. It just goes to the county manager.
Right.
All right.
It comes to the Board of Supervisors, and we approve.
So one thing Sonny was saying over and over and over again that I couldn't get him to stop, WIFA.
sounds like a sneeze.
I'm like, is that the Water Infrastructure Finance Authority?
Exactly.
So what's on your mind?
Well, I saw something in the paper today when they were just talking about WIFA, and they were talking about a lawmaker back in 2015 that had to go create legislation to fix something. So that way the city could refinance and restructure the sewer debt, which saved $7 million a year. I was that lawmaker. Yeah. So. But something else that popped up with WIFA today, getting back to, remember we were talking about the fire hydrants out there at Horizon 6, needing the booster pumps and so on and so forth, because the fire hydrants have been red tagged for the last 5 years.
Right.
Or so. So, you know, they needed the booster pumps and all the apparatus that goes along with that. Well, Water Infrastructure Finance Authority, we apply for a grant. They'll give us 40%. We have to come up with the other 60%. And usually you put that tax the homeowners for that to go out and to borrow that. So you need that for the debt service. Well, I got with Senator Angus, Leo Biasucci, Representative Biasucci, and John Gillette.
Uh-huh.
And we've got that $500,000 in the budget to handle that.
Oh, my.
Really?
So that,
oh,
that funding is there. It's to the county, and we're going to use that for the debt service. So they had to go back to WIFA and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. Here's our plan. We need that 40%. It actually comes out to $350,000 grant from WIFA, and then $525,000 for the debt service. Well, we're going to use that money for the debt service. So now this project's going to move forward. It's going to be on the next agenda on December 17th meeting. That's the target.
Okay.
It'll be on the agenda to move forward with that project, and finally get that done. Gosh. So that way they actually, you know, when the fire department, God forbid, they have to go out there and put out a fire, they hook the fire, there's enough water pressure there for the fire hydrant, so that way they won't be reg-tagged anymore.
Go ahead.
This will be a considerable benefit to the residents in things like insurance and stuff.
I was thinking the same thing with the California fires.
Exactly, because they don't have homeowners insurance because they can't get fire protection.
Wow. Oh, they can't.
Even though they're paying for it through, you know, through property taxes for this to the city.
Right.
However, because of that fire danger of the red tag fire hydrants, they can't get fire insurance. So now this will actually be able to get that problem solved, and their taxes won't go up. Their property taxes won't have to go up because this is already taken care of.
How many residents does that impact?
Oh, gosh, there's like 300 properties out there.
Whoa.
Wow.
But not everything is developed, so, yeah.
And not everybody lives on their property, I mean, full-time.
Well, there's a lot of vacant lots out there, too. So, yeah, you know, there's housings out there.
Wow, but no, when you have properties that cannot be insured, they're uninsurable.
That's got to be big cost.
So now you have a win there because they can come back in and get homeowners insurance because you'll have the pressure and that, and I guess more hydrants, correct?
Yeah, well, there's some fire hydrants that need to be replaced that are obsolete, but they are going to replace some of the fire hydrants.
Wow.
And just it's going to be a good upgrade.
Well, that and the money that you secured or helped secure would mean no property tax increases.
Exactly.
That's in the district itself, Horizon 6.
Correct, in the district itself.
Because we were talking about this with your predecessor, and it sounded like there was going to be a substantial hit.
Well, they had to replace all the pipes out there, and because some of them, I guess, were collapsing, so they used the ARPA funds for that to replace the pipes, but then they figured out there's not enough water pressure. Our fire department here went out and said, wait a minute, there's not enough water pressure here, so we're red tagging these fire hydrants. Well, you know, I wish somebody would have reached out to me sooner and let me know about this, because we could have got that done when I was still in the Senate. We could have got this done.
But, what a nightmare.
But, you know,
it sounds like you crawled through it, though. I mean, they're like a light at the end of the tunnel now.
Yeah, well, somebody handed me a problem. I look for a solution.
Good for you.
We just get it done.
That's great.
And I didn't even know about this until, you know, I got sworn in and I got an email from a constituent back in January. I'm like, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense. Uh-huh. Did my research, drove out there. I'm like, oh, sure as anything. Yeah, the red tag. And I had to get with Public Works to get the backstory on it, the whole thing. And they said, well, normally we have to go out with 50%. 51% of the residents have to sign a petition to basically tax themselves to go borrow the money. And I'm like, well, that's not acceptable. This is a government function. This is about public safety. And I don't see a reason why we should be able to do that. So I reached out to our legislators.
Good. So you have been busy, because I call your office and say, hey, where's Sonny? And they go, Sonny who? Kind of the running joke right now with your assistant.
Yeah.
So, no, great job, by the way. That sounds like you did some good there. So WIFA was obviously involved with that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the Donkey Acres Horizon 6 area is going to be better served because of that.
Yes.
So.
By the way, that all people go, well, wait a minute, that's just for that fire district. But wait a minute, across the street is city limits.
Right.
So if a fire starts on one side of the street, it could spill over to the other side of the street. Because, you know, hey, fire
Sparks.
Doesn't care about where the boundaries are.
No.
So this affects the city, too. So this is a good protector for all.
All right. What else has been going on?
Well, Representative Biasucci and I were in Washington, D.C. last week.
Did you see him today?
Not today.
He was just here.
He was just
in the bowels of the mothership.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought, you must have just missed him.
Just missed him, yeah.
Yeah. No, he was on common ground today.
Oh, okay. No, I was in another meeting this morning. So
no problem.
I was in another meeting this morning.
Right.
So did he talk about that trip?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I don't know, but some people don't listen to common ground, but they do listen to Speak Out. So.
Okay. But hopefully they listen to Speak Out.
Or vice versa.
Hopefully you don't lose listeners when I'm on the air.
Right.
You know.
No, that's when Jim's on the air.
They tried to drive him away.
Yeah, Representative Biasucci and I, we went to Washington, D.C. last week. We met with the Department of Interior over some land that the Bureau of Land Management has ownership of, or whatever, control of. And as a matter of fact, one of them is that park up there in Golden Valley, up in Golden Valley is a veterans park up there.
Oh, yeah.
The BLM, the feds actually have own the ground, and the county leases that. We have a lease agreement with the BLM. And so we leased the ground from the BLM, and we just wanted that turned back. Just turn it over to the county. Yeah. It won't cost you a dime. It doesn't cost us anything. We're already maintaining it. It's ridiculous. So That's going to work with. This is what's so important about building coalitions and relationships, because our relationship, obviously, the county level with the state level with our representatives, and of course, Congressman Gosar. Let me tell you what, he is a champion. And, you know, so us working all three together, you know, the county, the city, and the state, you know, three-pronged attack on one government agency, and they just kind of like, okay, we surrender. Okay, what do you want? We want this? And they go, okay, you got that. And then the other one was, you know, part of the, also part of the Havasu's general plan is protecting our shoreline.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the, I don't know what this is going to look like, what the final deal is going to look like. I mean, this is, I tell you what, Biasucci's an amazing guy. He really is a go-getter, and he really focuses on some stuff. And we were able to finally break open the glass, if you will, on the shoreline over there at the Riviera.
Oh, okay.
So that federal land, BLM land, will be turned over either to the state or the county.
Yeah.
So we don't know.
You had state parks, you have BLM, you have the city. I mean, man.
So we want to make sure that we have more local control so that we can protect that shoreline.
Okay. What about the island, too? A lot of people are talking about that as far as, you know, the 88 acres that was auctioned off and that. How, you know, when it comes to control of that shoreline, the access.
Well, that's a state issue. That's a state issue because it's state land there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But isn't that, I mean, I know you're talking about BLM before, and now do you take the same tactic with the state?
Yeah.
How does that work?
I'm not going to show cards.
He always says that to me.
Well, because, look, I mean,
yeah.
Senator Angus or Representative Biasucci, they may have their own plan on tactics on how they're getting things done.
I got you.
So that's how it works. So
we did get a text, and we have a call coming in. The text line, 928-727-5566. Leo, on Common Ground, Sonny, talked about how much he hates the swamp. That's what the text says. I didn't hear it, but I do not doubt you, Mr. Texter. I do not doubt you whatsoever. All right, let's go ahead and take a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Russ Mascari here.
Hey, Russ, how are you? Semper Fi.
Good morning. Semper Fi. Semper Fi. Hoorah. Sonny.
Hoorah.
And yes, we do have three champions there with you and Biasucci and Representative Gosar. We have a great team representing us and appreciate all the stuff you guys do.
Thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate it. I mean, it's all about building relationships and coalitions, you know, and focusing on a mission, and that's what I'm proud of.
Absolutely. And that's the same thing we got going with the Arizona Coalition for military families taking care of people throughout the state through the Be Connected group.
Absolutely.
And
right.
We have a great state for this kind of stuff.
Yeah, we actually super job.
Russ, while I got you on the phone, give us an update on your grandson. He played for Drake last year, one of the best 3-point shooters in college basketball last season. Where is he at now?
He's been picked up by the Stockton Kings.
Okay,
and he's over in California, and we'll see what he makes. If he makes a roster, they put him down to the what they call the B League or G League or something like that, where they groom them like the minor sports in baseball.
Right.
And then bring them along. So he made the NBA. He's there. So we'll see what happens.
What's his first name?
Yeah. Mitch.
Mitch Mascari. Yeah. Imagine watching the final, you know, the March Madness, and you hear Mascari for three, right? Hits it! It's crazy. It's crazy.
Love it.
And you're in Lake Havasu going, hey, I know that name.
a proud old grandpa, that's all.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Appreciate
nice
the update.
Chat. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, sir. All right. Thanks for your service, by the way. And you too, mister.
Yeah.
And thanks for your service. All right. And it's rope, not dope.
It's rope, not dope.
We're not there yet.
It's rope, not dope. We're not there. Nope.
What about the Mojave? What, it kind of died down a little bit, this Mojave County Airport Authority Board, which is not a county airport. The Laughlin Bullhead Airport. Mm-hmm. Their board goes by the Mojave County Airport Authority Board. I'm explaining to Jim right now. So what's happening with that? Anything?
Yes.
Oh, can't say.
Can't say.
Audit? I know they were going to do a presentation for the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah.
But last minute, their attorney advised them to not do that.
Right.
So that's where we are?
No.
Okay. So something's going to happen.
Next question.
Yes. Next question.
I need to get all the Rich Letman. Is that it?
No. There's just a lot of things that go on, legal stuff that we can't discuss.
No, I get it. Yeah. What else do you guys have going on right now then? In your district?
Yeah. Well, you know, I am so blessed. My district is like...
Well, what about your office?
Okay. That's on the next agenda. You know, early on in the budget, they set aside $600,000 to build an office for a building. Basically, a standalone building. And that's the way county government, these people do. We have to budget for this. We have to put this amount of money in there because we don't know how much it's going to cost. Well, that's not what it's going to cost at the end of the day. So they stick that money aside and just kind of leave it there. Well, it's going to be on the agenda. For a plan for to go out to bid, and their recommendations from the county folks are going to be a contractor to do is design and build versus going hiring a contractor or an architect and all this other stuff like that. So they're really trying to. I said we need to simplify this, and we need to keep these costs down because the number that's freaked out. So they said okay, the target number is $400,000, which is still going to not be that. It's going to come way under that budget, but they have to budget for these things. So that's going to be on the agenda on the 3rd, and we'll just move forward. And the idea is to utilize that concrete slab that's not being used right outside the building of where the senior center is at, which is county property. So that's the idea. Uh-huh. And this is not for me because this is for the future.
You're not going to be the
supervisor forever.
District 3 forever.
And not only that, but the office space I'm in now, eventually I'm going to be evicted because the courts are going to be expanding to a District 8 Division 8 court.
Really?
Which means the courthouse, that space is going to get expanded.
Oh, boy.
And that's going to be encroach on to me, take that away. So basically, I'll be evicted. So
again.
And I already heard that Judge Moss has his eyes on this.
Oh, God.
And
he's targeting you.
And so I'm waiting for the day the constable comes in and gives me an eviction notice.
He'll be out in the street with a paper bag.
So this is about planning for the future.
I got to get Steve Moss on the show and thank him for all that.
So this is about planning for the future. So, you know, we want to have something that's going to be cost effective.
Right.
That's going to last a long time other than like renting a building or an office for several years. And then, of course, you don't get nothing out of it. That's something that's not permanent. We need to have something permanent right in the middle of town where it's easy access to people. And the senior center location, that whole location there is perfect if we ever want to have like a town hall or get together with our representatives that come out from Washington, D.C. You know, that, especially if you have a caller come in. You want to take that call?
No, go ahead and finish.
Yeah, especially if we have, you know, our two senators come in from Washington, D.C. and say, hey, why are you shutting down the government and the WIC program and everything else?
Oh.
That the county is going to have to – that's on the agenda for us to shore up in case the shutdown cuts off WIC.
Don't you love how our governor, Hobgoblin – oh, perfect for Halloween.
Exactly. Yeah.
The Hobgoblin was ready for those, you know, the SNAP funds to go away. Don't you love that?
Well, and that's on them. That's on them.
I know.
And of course, under the Medicaid expansion, under access, that's all been kind of fraud. Right. That's a mess too.
All right, let's go ahead and take a call. Caller, we only have about a minute. Are you there?
I'll make it quick. Paul, Jim, Sonny. Hey, I just wanted to say I got a chance to tell Leo this, and this morning on Common Ground, I want to tell you the same thing, Sonny. Our little town is really blessed and fortunate to have guys like you two, you know, out there watching our backs, fighting for us and getting things done and doing good things the right way. And it's greatly appreciated. And keep up the work.
You know what it is, Wayne? They get rejuvenated in those hot spring spas. That's
what?
Why.
Hey, you know what I always say? It's
neat pool and supply.
It
does the body good. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I want to thank you for that. You know, I'm so grateful that this community has really taken a chance on us. And put their faith and trust and confidence in our abilities that we went out and focused on the mission. And that's what it's all about. It's not about, it's about service, not self. And I want to thank you for that compliment. Thank you.
It's about rope, not dope.
Yeah, it's rope, not dope.
Right.
But, you know, I have a spa at my house. Yeah, I turned about, I turned the cold water on.
Do you?
And hot water comes out.
Okay.
And I just,
Yeah, that's how this is.
Yeah, exactly.
Wayne, thanks for calling in. Yeah, thanks to everybody for making this talk radio, not just listen radio today. Wow.
Yeah.
That's I'm busy back here.
Yeah.
And I got to think up questions.
Boy, running the board.
The
like
gym
big
gives
time.
Me all kinds of work to do, and I got a surprise photo.
Yeah.
Of you from the parade. I'm not even sure what that's about. I got to tell you about my idea for a float next year in the parade.
Okay.
And it involves ice jackets. That's what the actors would wear, all right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you.
I saw a drop box in front of the one of the gas stations.
Really? All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. Again, thank you to all the callers and the texter who made this talk and text radio, not just listen radio. All right. Speak Out. We'll continue in a moment. Stay with us. Thanks, Sonny.
Thank you.
All right. And
God
thanks
bless.
For your service.
Hey, improve your net. Hire a vet.
That's it. I knew I missed one of them. All right, welcome back to Speak Out. And Jim, just so you know that Common Ground doesn't get all the good guests, right?
Right.
We have Congressman Paul Gosar on the show tomorrow.
Big time.
Yeah, big time. He's going to call in from the swamp known as Washington, D.C. Sonny's laughing, going out the door. Yeah, Paul Gosar, Congressman for our district, of course. And then we'll have Tim Van Vreken from the Home Improvement Show. That's coming up. So, all right. Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News. Have yourselves a great afternoon.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.